television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX. August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 7:03, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I think most of you know what that means. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. We're back. We're live. You're still with us live. If you're listening to the podcast, hey, just pretend I'm talking to you. This week, just me. Just good old Trencher in the studio. So you got to keep me busy, and we'll go over how. Money usually helps. Being able to spend it even more so. This week, wow, took a week off. We'll cover all that. I'm suffering from laryngitis and a cold. If I can pull this off, I can do anything except surgery or make our studio engineer cool in his freaking Hawaiian t-shirts or Hawaiian shirts. Who knows? All right, so what we'll do is we'll let the intro do its thing. Then we're going to cover some really actually sad news to start off our show. Very sad news, actually. Got an email last night from a guy named John. John was a friend of one of our first guests, Chaotica, the Suicide Girl model. She passed away a couple months ago. I just learned. For those of you who don't remember, Chaotica was in the studio. We discussed the Suicide Girls, God's Girls, other modeling. I guess she passed away from complications of pneumonia. Of course, that could mean a lot of different things. We're not quite sure, you know, what led up to those complications, and I didn't ask. It's not my business, but what I wanted to do is actually start off the show on a very somber note because, you know, we did lose one of our guests. We lost a member of the Spankwagon family, if you will, because as far as I'm concerned, anybody who comes into this studio who's brave enough to put up with us, wow, they deserve medals and, you know, awards and parades, especially Chaotica, because she came in and one of the big bits we did was having her spank me because she was a Suicide Girl. And, you know, good old Trencher here has a, I guess you could say, a soft spot or a hard on for that kind of a model. But we'll leave that up to your imagination for later. So what I'm going to do is actually play some of the interview from way back in 2005, December 23rd, 2005. And this is going to bring back a couple voices because Claude's in this one. Murphy's in this one. Actually, this is Claude's last show. So there you go. That's how long ago it's been. But we want to go ahead and pay a little bit of a tribute, say thank you, and definitely point out that, you know, she will be missed, and we appreciated the fact that we got to know her and got to meet her. So why don't I go ahead and start up the interview, and I'll be back with you in just a moment with the rest of Spank Wagon Radio. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio,
with some of the kick-ass guests ever. And we do appreciate everything, because you guys have been really cool, so we do appreciate this. Your poor husband's back there just Skype. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's waiting.
We're going down, you Mr. Mike guy.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's see if I can earn my beaten tonight. Hey, can we see the tits? Oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera? Get the camera on. Get the camera on. Look, if I'm going to request tits, everyone gets to see them.
Oh, boy.
Okay, lick yours. They're all over the internet.
That's right, guys. If you want to see her, nice and clear, man, there's a whole laundry list of sites. Which one's your favorite?
You better not fucking play favorites.
You know, I don't know. I really like Halos and Tails a lot. The guys are really nice. A couple of those sites aren't up yet.
Ooh. Well, we got some coming soon stuff then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. Let's do it this way. Let's see what the listeners want. What kind of do you do? Just straight modeling, or have you gotten into anything hardcore?
I don't do any porn stuff.
Don't do any porn. Okay, so we can't snort out anything.
She just gets to kick guys in their balls.
Yeah, there you go.
No, so I was just trying to ferret out something
for the
listeners.
No hardcore stuff at all. Just nut shots.
Yes.
Nice. All right, is halosandtails.com, and you can also catch her at, let's see here, justicehoward.com, bluebloods, barelyevil.com, gothicsluts, godsgirls, deviantnation.com, and C14 for her 5-page spread next month.
Anything else you want to pimp out?
I don't know. I was in some PBS thing, but I'm not very happy because I didn't get a copy of it.
PBS?
Public, yeah.
Like Nova? Or
No, they did this thing about Las Vegas called Las Vegas and Unconventional History.
Okay.
And I guess it was on TV. I didn't get to see it, but they filmed it when I was working at Striptease.
Okay.
And I was in the back room, and I'm running around in my little stripper clothes, and they interviewed me and stuff, and I just want a copy of it.
Well, any of you guys out there that are watching PBS and happen to catch a video clip of that, you can find her at myspace.com/chaotica and feel free to forward that video on.
Yeah, because she wants to see some of the work she's done.
Yeah.
It's only fair. Reverend Amber says, you look looks like she'd be uber cute with pink hair. And I think some of your photos, you do have pink hair, don't you?
I've got a lot of pink in my hair.
Yeah, you've got
right
pink
now.
In there now. I know that some of your photos and spreads whatnot, there are pink hair. So
it just appears that Rev is, in fact, going blind.
Well, you know, well, these cams
hey,
kind of suck
the myth is pink
out,
and
so.
Blue hair, sometimes green depending. Those are the best hair colors for models.
So there you
like
go.
It much more than blonde.
There we go.
So, all right. Everybody, I think everything cool back there? All right, so anything you guys want to pimp? Anything else you want to pimp out other than those sites?
My honey is very sexy.
There you go.
All right, so that's
very lucky man.
Yes,
very,
he is a
very,
very
lucky
man. Lucky
man. We'll just applaud him.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so thank you very much for swinging by our studios. We do appreciate it.
Thanks.
Why don't you take
me.
Us to another quick break, and then we'll be back with the last bits and wrap up of Claude's going away party.
Oh,
I have a party.
Goodness.
Well.
I was going to say, it's news to me.
But Claude's going away show.
Where's the stripper to jump out of the cake? You got that
Couldn't find
on?
The midget.
Couldn't find the cake.
I hate midget porn. Don't even start that shit.
Did you bring that tonight, by the way?
No, I forgot.
Yeah, the midget porn. Okay.
Everybody loves midgets.
Actually, we were talking about this in the green room earlier, the midget
Midgets
porn.
May be fun, but they're not fun to watch fuck.
No.
They gross. Are, especially if they're wearing like a cowboy outfit, you know.
I mean, if slavery was legal.
Assless chaps, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
look at assless chaps. That means you're
big giant.
But that's
chaps.
The problem. That means you're buying assless chaps for kids.
Yeah.
Ah, gross. All right. So thank you for coming in the studio. We appreciate it. We got your sites, and we'll definitely put all that up on the wagon later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, just to let you guys know, there's always the podcast, so you can download that later, and people will probably be downloading that. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Chris, Murphy, whatever we're calling you. Take us out. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, we're back, and just was on the line talking to Christina. Yes, she sent the email from her husband's account, but saying thank you and everything for, you know, the basically letting everybody hear her voice. And I actually took that clip and sent it out to her so that way, or send the link to her. So that way she can put it up on any website she needs to, because, you know, everything I have is free to use. That's the way everything should be. So just wanted to say thank you for letting me know, letting Spankwagon know about Chaotica, and or as I called her, Chaotica. She was hot. So, you know, sad news, but, you know, you cope and you move on and you do what you can do and remember what you can remember, and everything seems to work out. So what I'm going to do right now is just play a little bit more music, get my stuff situated for us to kind of go into the rest of the show. So we'll be back in just a moment. Again, Spankwagon Radio. All right, we're back, Spankwagon Radio. Wanted to go ahead and let's switch gears here, kind of go through our normal introduction. I'm not going to bother bringing up the music there, but let's try this again, this time in English, this time legible. Yes, I said legible. Yes, I know I'm talking. What we're going to do is tonight we're going to do, it's not really a show, not show. I did give everybody else the week off, and of course, every day this week, you know, they're like, hey, do we come in this week? Do we come in the studio this week? No. No, take the day off. Take the Friday off. Enjoy it. Two Fridays in a row. They deserve it. They work hard. Maybe, you know, help rejuvenate some of their batteries just the same way taking a week or so off rejuvenates mine. However, I have decided that since this past week, I went back to Iowa. If anybody's been watching the news, of course, everywhere in the Midwest is completely flooded. And of course, anywhere there's 100% humidity and 18 inches of rain within, 8 inches of rain within a week. You tend to get sick. Therefore, I have conveniently picked up laryngitis. So, of course, the week I decide this, as the studio engineer runs out of the room, the week I decide, hey, I'm going to run a show on my own, I'm going to do it, I almost lose my ability to speak completely. So if I sound weird to people, i.e. the voice, not necessarily the content, yeah, that's what's going on. So if you hear me popping and cracking like a preteen, it's not puberty. Trust me, I'm 30. It's definitely the fact that I got laryngitis. It gets me sick. But I wanted to say that this week, you know, anybody's willing to keep me company, I'm going to get the phones ready here. We have people call in if you want to call in, and anybody can call in. Make use of our 20 grand phone system that gets zero calls. That number, though, is going to be 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Boy, I sound weird to myself. I must sound like hell to everybody else. My normally nasally voice, and all of a sudden I got a cold on top of it. I'm spreading the germs through the Ethernet. Your computer keyboards are now getting you sick. All right. And, of course, you can always email us, radio@spankwagon.net. We'd love to have people come in and check out the cam and chat. Guarantee you won't get to see my ugly mug. We'll just make you see the banner. But you can always hop into the chat room because, you know, that's always a good place to go and talk. Your name is in there, so your name just has to go ahead and give themselves a name, and I guarantee they'll be able to chat. And, of course, we want everybody to go and vote. This is the final week for voting which chat room we decide to go with. Do we stick with the Flash chat, or do we go to the obviously, it's Fox FM in there because he's trying to do IRC, and that's what I'm talking about here. Are we going to stick with this Flash chat, or are you going to go to spankwagon.net, click on the link to the voting in the forum, so that way you can vote whether or not we go with the IRC chat, which is, you know, good old traditional internet relay chat, or do you stick with the Flash application? And so far, the IRC is winning, but one person actually voted for the Flash chat. Personally, I'd like to get a little bit of insight. What about the Flash chat do they like? I know we keep dogging it. Someone's got to like it for some reason. You know, someone has to. Studio engineer's laughing at me because he knows he knows the boss man hates when I go onto this rant about this shit. He knows the boss man, Mr. Diggs, out there in the ether as well, getting his sick off his keyboard. He knows that I talk shit about this thing. But, you know, someone actually liked it or liked something about it and voted for it. So, why? Why? So what I want you to do is go ahead and vote which one you want to keep. Maybe here Stitch over at Fox FM is, he's telling me he's an op. Woo, so am I. Actually, not a mega op, though. Not a super op. Not a cool guy. Just op a room. You want to go ahead and vote which one, you know. So that's that. And, of course, our email, radio@spankwagon.net. Can never say that enough. And, of course, starting up pretty soon, we'll be doing free porn for everybody who calls in. You know, it actually gets on the air through our high-tech screening system, i.e. me trying not to hit the wrong button. Gotta love it. So what we're going to do today is we – and he's pointing out, hey, they have a free Java chat. Yes, so do I. All set up and ready to go. Just got to see what – okay, in the chat room, Stitch is saying, well, you know, we got this, we got that. So do I. What we're doing here is we're waiting for some – we're waiting for the audience, the listeners of Spankwagon Radio – the hangers-on, the ne'er-do-wells, to tell us which, yes, I said ne'er-do-wells, to tell us which one of the chat programs, which protocol do you want to stick with? And then once it's decided, everything with Spankwagon is going to stick to that. And then that's what we're going to, you know, talk the hell out of, and that's what we're going to want people to use. So that's the overall plan. How well it works out? Well, everybody knows that it's not going to work out well. It is Spank Wagon Radio, after all. If shit can go to hell, it will on us. Phones, internet, electricity, all kinds of stuff. All right, so again, tonight, it's not a show, not show. I'm going to carry this whole thing myself. So anybody wants to join me, please save me. And then what we'll do is we'll play a lot of music tonight. I'll cover some news stories because I got some good ones. Definitely got some good ones here. Things about, you know, backpacks made of Kevlar and all this other bulletproof material. Gotta love that. Missile launchers. We got porn news. We've got science versus religion. And I got some. I got a real gem of a public service announcement to play a little later into the show. Right now, though, I'm going to go ahead and give my voice a nice little rest. Built to Spill, In Your Mind. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 46 odd seconds.
Symptoms of our getting older, the problems we say we don't mind. Most of us never get over. Memories mingled with lies. Coincidence gave a confession. No one's allowed to forget. I don't want to give the impression the predestination is set.
Back Spank Wagon Radio. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening to live. If you are live, head over to the official website, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link, and when you do so, you'll be able to see our pretty mugs, or at least the banner. Pretty, pretty banner. And you'll also be able to chat live in the old or the new slash kind of sucky for the most people but one Flash chat app. We want you to join us. Actually, right now, it's just myself and Stitch from Fox FM, who's correcting my spelling, yes, because I cannot spell. So that's what's happening in the chat room. It's pretty much the first grade all over again. So anyhow, I was talking a moment ago about the bulletproof backpack. Some dude decided to make a backpack out of Kevlar, and a studio engineer goes, "Hey, you're talking about that. I got me some linkage for you." So he hands me a link. Hopefully this is better than the last thing he handed to me, the whole Michael Vick dog parody song. Hopefully this goes somewhere. But I guess it's a news report about the bulletproof backpacks. So why don't we go ahead and play that, and then we'll cut to, well, my commentary, I guess. I'll be like CNN. I'll be like Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly. I'll be a news commentator. Because God forbid we actually report the news unbiasedly. Anywho.
They have them with them in the floor or on their laps on the bus. They always have a backpack.
It started with the Columbine shootings in 1999. A pair of North Shore fathers watched and worried for their own children. Their idea? Hide bulletproof material like this inside a backpack. They call it defensive action.
If the kid has a backpack next to him or under their desk, they could pick it up. It's got the straps act as a handle. It becomes a shield.
It's much lighter than a 15-pound vest. After 3 years of experimenting, the backpacks, tested by an outside lab, rank threat level 2. It stops an assortment of bullets. It's not every day a back-to-school story takes you to the firing range. These are 9mm hollow-point bullets, stopped by the backpack. The pair researched school shootings from 1990 to the present.
The majority of the shootings were used by handgun calibers, and the distance was within 5 to 10 feet.
They cost $175, but do these special book bags play upon paranoia? Most schools are peaceful.
I want to keep my kids safe. I don't care what you do. If you want to, you know, fight the good fight or try to fix the world's hurts, I can't help you. But my kid's going to be safe now because he's carrying the backpack.
It does work, but back to school used to mean new notebooks and pens. Should a bulletproof backpack be part of the wardrobe? Well, that is a philosophical and financial question. In Wenham, I'm Pam Cross, News Center 5.
Thank you, Pam, and handing it back over to me. All right. So, again, as you heard, these bulletproof backpacks, basically developed by Mike Polonzi and Joe Curran, 43 and 42, respectively. They dreamed up the bulletproof backpack, which also, you know, like she said, and like it says in the article I have, stops knife attacks, machete attacks, hatchet attacks. It can take a 9mm hollow point, which is absolutely amazing. The cost of $175, however, seems to be, well, I don't know, maybe it's pushing the absurd switch just a bit. I understand the price, the cost of it, you know, $175 for the materials and the labor building these. And obviously you can't sew these in a regular factory like you would, you know. I'm sorry, we can't give bulletproof material to China because, you know, they might actually get an idea or not put it in there. And they'll say, hey, we can take our backpack to Tiananmen Square. No, wait, let's quit backtracking and digressing here. What is the purpose in the United States for a bulletproof backpack? It was inspired by Columbine, which is now over, what, that happened in 99. So we're looking at something that's almost 7 years now. Yeah, eight years ago now almost. Going to be this year. Two psychonuts, two, decide to do something completely stupid. And it took this long for these fathers to go, hey, I got a great idea. I like to go hunting. No, I want to be able to have someone shoot at my son and my son be safe. You know, that's great. What if it's a headshot? Kind of fucked there. Take out the legs and knees, I guess. You know, hit an artery in the leg. Maybe. You'd be kind of screwed there. But I guess that's kind of inevitable. I mean, what point are we going to say, okay, well, you know, we've done the backpack thing. Why not start lining, you know, uniforms, school uniforms. We'll start off simple. School uniforms. Start lining them with Kevlar. Well, that's an idea. And then we'll take it a little bit further. My favorite, though, of course, you know, want to kind of, let's sidetrack on this a bit. They want to arm teachers. Have you guys heard about this? I don't have the actual article, but they're talking about actually arming teachers. giving certified, educated teachers, and I mean educated as in gut educated, excuse me, cough button, or not, laryngitis sucks, the ability or the right to actually have a firearm on school property and use it when necessary. So again, I guess we have to look at the Pat Tillman defense. Was it friendly fire that, you know, the kids took in the forehead? Or did their backpack save them? Or whatever. I'm just saying, we got to look at all the scenarios here. When necessary. When necessary. Wait, studio engineer piped up. Go ahead.
Well, you said when necessary.
Yeah. When necessary.
When is necessary?
Well, my question is, first off,
I can just see a kid, like, throwing spitballs at the teacher while he's teaching class, and then he pulls out a gun.
All right.
It's kind of necessary.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is, yeah, no. I don't think so. You know, the thing is, you would have to pick some of the most level-headed people, but we can't even trust our teachers to not touch our kids. So we have to watch out for that. And I'm saying that, you know, in all facetiousness, really, because
otherwise, the teacher's going to take a 44 Magnum and use it for something else.
You know, they're going to fuck the gun. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have teachers who are fucking the guns.
So we went from Cuban cigars.
No, that's the president. Let's lower our expectations now. We're talking teachers, educators here. I have to apologize to my wife. She is one of these educators, but she has never slept with a student, as far as I know. If I read about it in the news, we'll find out then, I guess. But, you know, it just seems very weird because if you're not dealing with the carton of eggs for, you know, mental capacity here, you know, two eggs short of an omelet, then you're going to hand them guns, and then you're handing our students bulletproof vests, basically.
Well, that's the thing. Do you really want teachers deciding when to pull out the gun?
No, I don't. You know, it's hard to say, you know, because if it's not the teacher, it's going to be the administrator. And then you're going to get one of these jumpy administrators.
Oh, I hear.
Who will hit that button. Hit that button, man. It's going to be like Ronald Reagan, the nuke button. It's going to be right there next to the nurse's station.
As soon as you said that, I was like, lawsuits.
Yeah.
I'm hearing lawsuits left and right.
Absolutely. You know, he brought out a gun and terrified my child. That teacher is a terrorist. I mean, there's so many ways you can look at this as not working. Now, I personally am all for gun ownership. Own a gun. If you so desire to own a gun, own a gun. That is absolutely your choice. Because most cases, the people that are going nuts and shooting other people or the crime in the street isn't by a legal gun owner. It's usually by an illegal gun owner. I'm not an NRA guy. I'm not going to tell you to, cold dead hands with my gun. No, I don't own a gun. What?
You're not Ted Nugent?
I'm not a bow hunter. No, I don't want to be a governor. I'm not going to say things like that. You know, you want to own a gun, go for it. My choice is to not own a gun. Do I like going out and shooting guns? Absolutely. Friends of mine and I will go out to a shooting range and boom, boom, boom. It's a lot of fun.
Well, where do you stop? I mean, as far as having a gun in public places, besides for police.
Well, they're talking the cockpits of airplanes. I mean, I'm sorry. Most bars have a gun.
Marshals.
Air marshals.
Yes.
Okay.
They can carry a gun.
But you're looking at someone in an authority figure. We're talking you. You are the gun steward for LV Rocks. Let's just hypothetically say this because we know you're a Turkish bastard. But jihad, you know, all that good stuff. But at what point
I'll be packing some heat.
Do we stop? Everyone's going to be packing. Do we want to go back to that old west kind of look and feel and vibe? If that's the case, do we need to bother to deal with concealment laws? Hey, keep your gun showing.
Yeah.
If it's under a coat, concealment law, you know, get a permit. Hey, why not? I'm all for it. You know, me personally, no, I don't need it. Now,
like, do you have to have a gun, though? Can't you have, like, a taser or
yeah, why not? But tasers kill. I mean, look at all the cases of tasers. I mean, just kind of, you're giving it a great example.
But
there's always that caveat. There's that catch. There's that something or another.
I know, but what I'm saying is chances are, if a teacher has a gun and he has to pull it out, most likely if he or she uses it, there's a good chance that person's going to die. Now, if the person pulls out a taser, the chances of someone dying are a lot smaller than someone that pulls out a gun.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Guns are guaranteed fatal. Tasers are not guaranteed fatal. But the problem is we're in...
But you're asking for a lot of trouble for teachers. Teachers
are for a lot of trouble all over.
Look, if there's a troubled kid, they need to deal with them in a different manner. whether security coming in.
Okay, but I don't think they're going to be pulling out a gun for a troubled child. They're going to be pulling out a gun for someone coming into the school with a gun. In other words, it is going to be the OK Corral. You don't pull out a gun because the child went nuts in the classroom and started whipping out papers. And
well, most of the time, it's a kid that comes off of campus and does the shooting, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or has it planned out. But it's for a gun-on-gun scenario. This isn't for, you know, a teacher holding a gun is not for, it's just not meant for that crazy psycho bastard kid in your home ec class that finally went nuts and threw a bunch of eggs and the frying pan. But I digress. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm Trencher. We want to hear from you if you have any opinions on anything we talk about at any given time. You can give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We also would love to hear from you. We have email, radio@spankwagon.net. And if you're one of our live listeners, which we know there's all two of you out there, we'd love to see you in the chat room and contributing. Maybe we'll get into discussion there as well. So right now what I'm going to do is cut to a break. No breaks tonight. Just cut to song. Slightly appropriate. Let's listen to some old Beck.
Yeah. butterfly net, riding on a bloodhound, ringing a bell.
You know, it's very interesting when the studio engineer just looks at me and laughs. Oh, you want to be back on the mic? Don't you have work to do?
Not really.
Okay. So I guess I'm not doing this alone. So I got the studio engineer who actually is.
I figured I'd keep you company.
Thank you. Who I've actually worked with before. First time actually was just a couple weeks ago on a Friday when he was doing Daily Noise.
Yes, you didn't hear the big news today, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. What's the huge news?
Next week's or last week.
No shit. What?
Yeah.
Again? You're folding it again? All right, so, okay.
This is... Well, I don't know if Jimmy wants you to know. Well, I'm sure he does. I don't know if he wants
Does he want everybody else to know because you are on mic?
Well, he did mention it on the air today, so...
Okay, apparently so. What's up? What happened? What's going on with Daily Noise?
Well, let's just say Jimmy's moving.
Oh, no. What's going to happen to this?
It's still going to be run.
Not by you.
It's gonna be run by me. No, oh. he's gonna keep. He's still be able to do what he can do that he's doing now.
No, you know I want to load the playlist with like 20 songs, so I can sit here and go, "What the fuck is going on?" Because you know today is actually not today specifically, but it's always after we return from our summer break that we consider a new season, and that's because it was an all
our new season's one show.
One show. Yeah. Okay. Now you gotta understand. My heart just went to my testicles. I'm like, oh shit. Because the simple fact that we started in August of 2004 here at LV Rocks. So technically, this is our new season. This is where we start, our season, if you will. Sure, Spankwagon's been on the air since like, late 2000, but, we always consider our time here at LV Rocks, the start month and whatnot is our new season. And, this is our technically the beginning of our third beautiful year. Here at LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. So, yeah, we're going to find out more about this. But let me backpedal because this is all news to me and I got to process this and wonder, oh, shit, what's going to happen to the show? I guess it doesn't matter that I hate the Flash Chat. Ha, huh? Fuck yeah. We want to point everybody to our official site, SpankWagon.net, SpankWagon.net, home of Spankwagon Radio. Also, I found this and I love this. You know, we're kind of on a gun topic right now, so let's go with this. There is a program that was done in Detroit, home of one of our listeners, Toodle Nuggets. Excuse me, I'm sorry. This wasn't Detroit. This is from Detroit News, but this is in Florida, home of Reverend Hammer. Yep, there you go. Got to link it to someone. Police were hoping for a good turnout for their Kicks for Guns sneaker exchange earlier this month, but they weren't expecting to get – I like this – a surface-to-air missile launcher. An Oki, Florida man showed up and exchanged the 4-foot-long launcher for a size 3 Reebok sneaker for his daughter, taking advantage of the exchange's no-questions-asked policy.
Was it loaded?
No, apparently not. The man was not identified, but they gave the missile launcher for shoes.
What did you do, go up there and say, hey, man, how much for this?
No, it basically the campaign was you bring in a firearm, trade it for a pair of shoes. Any size, any kind, any style. So that's what they did. Hey, we got a call. Let's go to the call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Murph?
Hey, I'm listening. I can't tell what's live and what isn't. What do you have to process? Am I listening to an old bit that I missed out on?
No, you're not listening to an old bit.
It's April Fool's in August.
Yeah, apparently so. I guess as soon as I get done with this segment, I'm going to figure out what the hell the studio engineer is talking about. But, hey, we may be out of a job next week.
What do you mean we may be out of it? What?
You know, that's what I'm saying myself. As far as I know, they're talking about shutting the doors.
Why are they talking about how did I miss this?
Same way I missed it.
Wait a second. How is it turned into shutting the doors now?
Oh, we're not?
Man, you misconstrue everything.
It's been
well, please, by all means, repeat it for those of us that just managed to crack a beer.
He's yanking your chain, dude.
Oh, see, that's not funny, dude.
That is funny, actually. But basically, we'll get to that here in just a minute. If you want to stay on the line,
I'll fill on the next break. I'll fill you in, and then you can fill your listeners in.
All right, fair enough. So, Murph, how you doing? Enjoying the day off?
Oh well, not really. Actually, I really wish I was there behind a mic. You told me to take a day off, and I took it grudgingly. I got to tell you.
Oh man, you know, and it's one of those things. I do this because every once in a while, I got to just be able to do my show. And I'm saying this in all shitty and grin candor, just on my own.
Every once in a while, you need to be the big boy and kick everybody out so you keep your ball and you can play with it, too.
Absolutely. Just throw it against the wall and play catch with myself, because sometimes that's more rewarding than dealing with others.
You're such a pansy. You know this?
No, I'm not, actually. Actually, I wanted to give everybody another week off, let everybody recharge the batteries. I had no intention of catching laryngitis in this wonderful cold. or that.
Yeah, well.
I just want to point out to everybody, Murphy here has been with us actually since, as we talked.
2 years now.
2 years now. As we actually talked at the beginning of the show about Chaotica. Wow. I feel bad because actually her friend was on the phone during that, and I had to kind of kick her off the phone so I could get through the show because I started with that and didn't have anything else planned or anything folded up and ready to go. So I feel really bad.
You know, I'll never forget the morning I met her. I was, it was when I was working for Apple, and I was in the front window replacing a light bulb of some sort.
Oh, is that what they do there?
Yeah. And in front of me, right in front of the glass, and this has got to be probably about a good hour before anything in the mall opens, this girl just comes strutting right by me, and she's wearing a Gurr t-shirt. For those of you that don't know, Gurr is from Invader Zim.
Right. As a matter of fact, she had Gurr tattoos.
She got those, and a little bit later on down the road, she got those. But she had her Gurr t-shirt on, and I, she had the tattoo at the time. You're right, she did have the tattoo at the time. I go pounding on the window like an idiot. She looks at me like, what are you doing? And I grab my Apple t-shirt, and I yank it up, and underneath it, I'm wearing one of my Gurr t-shirts. She came back after the store opened. We hung out. We talked. She introduced me to the Jenna Torturers, which is very cool. And then about a month later, I went and saw her strip at some random club somewhere. And she was so nervous about having someone she knew in the crowd that as she was doing her bits there in front of me, she actually kicked me right in the forehead with those giant boots that she wears.
Nice.
I'm going to miss her. Cindy was a treat. She was a treat, and I feel really horrible as a person that I didn't know that this happened and that I didn't keep more in touch with her.
You know, and we're all just as guilty, but I do know that, you know, in the show perspective, not necessarily in a personal perspective, because I didn't know her that well. You knew her, but she was right there in the main page. She was our first, she was the first step of taking our show from just a two or a three man sort of social commentary team to where we actually had guests.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big step, and she was there, and her husband, who was just super cool about the whole thing.
He was just a great guy throughout the whole thing.
You know, so I feel really bad for him, because how do you cope with losing someone like that? How do you cope with, you know,
especially at a young age?
24? She's 24. She was 20. Yeah.
And what I'm really, and I'm not looking forward to, is her and Chief knew each other from way back in the day, and I don't know if Chief knows, and I'm not looking forward to having to break this news to him.
No kidding.
I mean, but you know what? She touched people in a different way. She loved to introduce people to new things that they didn't know about. You know, for me, it was, you know, the Jenna Torturers. For other people, it was art. It was pin-up styles, you know, and all of her modeling work. She looked great. She had a great air about her, and you know, she's going to be missed.
Absolutely, and you know, for every, and as I said before, you know, from all of us, and you know, here at Spankwagon Radio, you know, in a way, we have to say thank you to her, because again, she introduced you to things. She introduced all of us to something, and especially herself and that personality. So, you know, thank you very much. What I'm going to do right now, Murph, if you want to hang out with me,
yeah, I'll hang.
Please do. What I'm going to do is put you. I'm actually leaving. Are you calling on the local line?
Yeah, I'm on the local.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait, I might be on the 1-800 line. I'll call back on the local.
Call back on the local once we come back from our once we come back from the break. What I'm going to do, sort of for the missile launcher news story and the timeliness of the song, because we were talking just a little bit ago about schools and guns. Here's Gorillaz, Kids with Guns. So you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Kids with guns, taken over by one belong. They mesmerize skeletons. Kids with guns, kids with guns. Easy does it. Does it easy? Does it? They got something to say.
Now they're turning us into monsters. Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. It's all desire. It's all desire. It's all desire.
Drinking out. Pacify. Taking soul. Where you are. Doesn't make sense to, but it won't be long. 'Cause kids with guns, kids with guns. Easy does it, easy does it. They got something to say.
Now they're turning us into monsters. Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. It's all real.
Fight Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, suffering from laryngitis. We'll get Murphy back here on the phone in a little bit. Just kind of chatting with the studio engineer because he drops bombshells on the air. Doesn't let any, you know, no indication, but here's what's going on.
Well, be as discreet as possible, I guess.
No, absolutely. Basically, the lead man here, Mr. Jimmy Diggs, has to move. He's moving with his family to their home overseas for basically very good reasons, very interesting reasons, which unfortunately, you know, not trying to be an asshole or suspenseful, but basically for very good reasons. And don't worry, we're not going anywhere, and I pray to God we will not be doing Spank Wagon Radio out of a bedroom again. Because I'll tell you what, I've moved well beyond those days and well into doing it in a studio. It's so nice. So don't worry. Nothing's going to happen to the show. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Murph. Okay, so I'm hearing the delay. What's the deal? What's going on with it?
Okay, basically, as I just said, in the delay, which now will be repeated for everybody else.
Fuck them. I don't care. This is about me.
All right. So no worries, no problems. We still have a home. We're still at home with LV Rocks. No problems.
But
Mr. Diggs, Jimmy Diggs, is going to be moving overseas with to his wife's family's home.
Wait, Jimmy's moving overseas?
That's the plan.
Where is he going?
I can't say on the air.
Oh, shit. It's Thailand, isn't he? It's Thailand or it's Vietnam or someplace where he's going for his quote-unquote family. And, oh, Jesus Christ. Do I have to give him Lane's number when he gets there? Is he going to fuck little kids? I mean, really? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Jimmy wouldn't fuck little kids.
He'd fuck with them, but he wouldn't fuck them.
He'd fuck the big kids. No, so no,
I'm staying here.
Basically, here's what's going to happen.
Jimmy and me confused.
Wait a minute.
Studio engineer here is going to take over the day-to-day operations.
No, right now. We gotta talk to Jimmy about Zach. Him and his frosted tips and his bad Hawaiian shirts.
Hey, look, buddy, I'm going to lock the door and you won't be allowed in here.
I have a key. Shut the fuck up.
I'll take the key away from you. I'm going to be like Hitler.
He just pulled the Goodwin.
Goodwin's Law right there, like 15 seconds in the conversation.
Pulled Goodwin's Law. You therefore have invalidated your argument.
I think at this point, I think what we should do is talk to Jimmy about us running the station. Then I think we're not going to run around, you know, throwing down.
Dude. What? Paycheck. There is none.
There's no paycheck involved?
No. There's no paycheck.
There's no paycheck involved. This is internet radio. What advertisements have we ever ran?
Wait, are there blowjobs?
From him? You want frosted tip hair guy blowjobs?
No, they get porn stars and stuff.
I didn't know there was so many.
They got Gina Lynn coming in, either coming in or came in last week.
She came already?
I'm sure she's come a couple times.
Are there blowjobs?
I'm sorry. I got a dick with ear sitting next to me in the studio.
Yeah, no shit. So there's no money and there's no blowjobs.
No.
Well, City Engineer, I'd like to congratulate you on your takeover of LV Rock. And congratulations and good luck.
I'm just going to help run it here. Jimmy's still going to do what he normally does,
but he's just going to run.
Little as
possible? Oh, be nice.
What do you say?
Little as possible. Be nice. All right, so Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net's our official site. And, you know, anybody else can call in. We've got the $20,000 phone system. You can always give us
once a week.
Yeah, once a week. You can give us a call 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Or the local number 383-8120.
So I totally want to railroad this whole conversation real quick.
Oh, that's fine. We're not really going anywhere with anything right now.
I had an interesting event happen this week that involved me and airport security.
Oh, no.
So I think I told you, nobody else knows, I had to go to Phoenix on Wednesday for work.
Oh, yeah.
For a meeting.
Yeah.
Interesting meeting. Learned all kinds of neat stuff. Flew from Vegas. My flight left at like 6:50 in the morning. Got into Phoenix. Did everything you needed to do. Did the meeting. Hopped right back on the plane.
Wow.
But getting through Sky Harbor Airport is always a little more interesting leaving than it is arriving.
Sky Harbor sucks.
It does. And airport security doesn't help. I'm in the line. They separated, if you've got groups of people together, they purposely separate you into different lines so you can't talk to any of your friends.
Oh, because we're all freaking terrorists!
Oh, exactly. So they separate us, me and my three other coworkers, which, mind you, is my boss, my boss's boss, and someone from our accounting department. They separate us into four different lines. I'm standing in line. I'm in lane number four. I, you know, take off my shoes, which was kind of interesting because I got brand new shoes on, and they smell like brand new shoes. And I go through. They put my backpack into the scanning machine, and I hear a buzzer go off, and I'm like, oh, fuck. They run it, and all of a sudden I hear, bag check, lane four.
Oh,
they come over. They look at me. They look at my bag. I'm like, sir, do you have anything in your bag that you shouldn't have with you? No. Do you have anything with you that you perhaps like to tell us about, any metal objects? No, my backpack is there. I left all my tools at home. I said, I can't think of anything that'd be in there. My laptop's in another portion of the system. And they said, well, sir, we need you to take this out. So they pull my backpack out. And in the side pocket, I forgot I had left something that I picked up the other day.
Oh, no.
Well, let me just give you a little taste of it.
The hell? Oh, no.
Yeah. My blues harmonica set off a fucking security alert.
Is that the new terrorist alert now? They're going to look for people with harmonicas?
Looking for a B-flat Kohler blues harmonica.
Oh, my
they
God.
They stopped the entire system. They made me pull it out of my bag. They made me take it out of the case, show it to them, and then play it to make sure it actually was a harmonica and not a weapon of some sort.
So
all in all, this held about 15 minutes.
Nice.
I'm walking out, and people are just looking at me like I'm Satan. I'm like, look, nowhere in the TSA fucking website does it say, by the way, don't bring a fucking harmonica with you, dipshit.
You know, my thing is I put everything into my carry-on. You know, my wallet, my keys, my watch, my pocket knife usually gets left home or gets carried, put into my check luggage. Cause I usually don't go anywhere without my pocket knife. I feel really weird without it. This trip, and like most trips, I've never been stopped. I had to take off my shoes. Even though they were sandals and had absolutely no metal or nothing to them, but still had to take off my shoes. But, you know, and that, you know, that's ridiculous because, you know, it's a harmonica, people. But, you know.
Well, I think it just further shows that Arizona is extremely racist and is afraid of anything that could potentially be Negro.
Actually, you know what it is? Absolutely nobody knows who John Popper is because that dude would get shot going through Harbor Airport.
John Lee Hooker? No, it'd be death. It'd be death on the highway.
John Popper, you know, blues traveler. He has that vest with the harmonica sort of bandolier thing going on.
You know, I got to say, that guy's okay on the harmonica, but he's really not all that great when you listen to a lot of his technique.
But he's been pulled over. He got pulled over in, I want to say, Washington or Oregon, one of the two, you know, Pacific Northwest, with a carload of guns. So there you go. That's the connection right there. John Popper plays harmonica, there, and he carries guns. Therefore, he's a terrorist. You have a harmonica. Therefore, you must have a gun. Therefore, you must be a terrorist.
It's a music god.
See, now, that would have been funnier if you would have done that with a harmonica.
Yeah, you know what? I can't play the harmonica.
Why do you have it?
Well, I have it. I'm learning to play it. No, I don't play it around the house because something interesting happens.
Your dogs go nuts.
You need that much skill to play the harmonica?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you need that much skill to play the harmonica?
You actually do. You need quite a bit of skill because there's note bending, there's chords versus single notes. I'll tell you what, I'd like to see you play a harmonica and get a single note out of it.
I'm sure you would, you gay fag homo.
You're calling me a gay fag homo, but you've got frosted tips.
Wow, I don't really...
It's highlights, not frosted tips, moron.
Same diff. Hey,
you're not really helping your cause.
All
what
right.
What cause is that?
So,
the fact that you're trying to display that you're a heterosexual.
But I just want to get a word in edgewise here. Both of you, shut up. Thank you. I can't I ought to slap... I know where you live.
That was him sitting on it, though.
All right, you know what? You mentioned the Phoenix afraid of everything to do with black people. Well,
now, see, that's talent. If you can fart a tune with the harmonica, now that's talent.
Yeah, then put your lips to it. Why don't you there, frosted boy?
I tell you what, dude, that'd get me a spot on the King Hess show, I bet you.
Oh, it would. Oh, absolutely would. That's metal, dude. Metal up your ass.
Literally.
Literally.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I have this bit. It's basically, and you kind of made a mention of the fear of the black planet thing going on a minute ago. This is great. Here is a crunk
PSA. So just shut up, Murph. Don't say anything and enjoy.
All right, fine.
Yeah! What's up, y'all? This is your boy, T-Mike. See, I usually do songs with, like, hooks and concepts and shit, right? But fuck that, man. I'm trying to go platinum. So I'm about to rock this shit. Check this out, y'all.
Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book. Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book.
Murph, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
That was from Not a Rapper called Read a Book, and there's a great cartoon that goes along with that. You have to go to YouTube to get it, though. Just do a on YouTube, do a search, like, read a book, and it's like the first dozen hits.
It's just like watching a rap video. They have chicks bouncing their booty and guys drinking.
Yeah, called Read a Book. It's the crunk PSA. Gotta love it.
Wow.
I've never heard a PSA quite like that.
No, but it was a good one. I mean, as far as PSA goes, you know? So,
well, it depends what you consider good.
Oh, well.
So wait, now I have a question here. Going back to a topic we covered, if Jimmy's moving to another country, what does that mean for Daily Noise?
Oh, this is the last week. This next week is the very final week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's still in the slot?
What's what in the slot?
What's filling the spot?
Nothing. Dead air.
Well, more dead air than normal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Maybe you should just call, I should just come up with a show called Dead Noise, not show up.
Dead Noise.
That's a new show.
Just play snow and static. Tune a radio. Tune an old analog radio.
That's it, 2 hours.
You know, that's all you hear.
A police scanner for 2.5 hours. That'd be great.
Hey, you know, we almost did that once for just a gag on Spankwagon. We just, you know, start the whole show off as with a scanner.
Wow.
It was an idea. It's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right, so you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio!
God damn. I've got, like, the worst cold in the world and laryngitis, and my sinuses are now starting to feel bad, so, ugh. I'm
going to
pull
it. The best part is, after this, you're going right home. I don't have to sit down and have dinner with you and get sick as well.
Nope, no, you don't. That's why I'm licking all the foamies on the mics. Fuck everyone else. So, since you're listening, why don't we play a song there for you? You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. And might I add, we are now entering our third year here in the LV Rock Studios at the beginning of our season. Maybe you should have come down here. I could feel less guilty about wanting to shut your mic off. Murph?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was kidding. I gotta, Jesus Christ.
You know what's funny? You've heard my dog. My beagle barks. No beagle barks. They all howl, right?
Uh-huh.
But when the alarm clock goes off, Bodhi will howl. When I play this, he will howl. And it is funny.
That is funny, actually. Because your dog doesn't shut up.
Thor will actually bark, too.
Thor will?
Yeah, Thor. The dog who says nothing will actually bark.
That's great. All right, so... You're, like I said, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio as we enter our third year here.
Third year?
And actually, we're coming up, and now I think about it, we're coming up on our second year of syndication through KC Host. Just thinking about timelines and stuff like that, because they're the only one I actually keep that much attention to, because I felt bad. Last year, Juke's like, congratulations. I'm like, for what? And he's like, you've lasted with us for a year. I'm like, really? How'd that happen? That normally doesn't happen.
Bradley Muffin doesn't run KC Host.
No, Bradley Muffins can't even run a blender.
Have we heard anything back from Brad since then?
Other than the spam email, the please don't spam us spam email that we received from him, absolutely nothing.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of spam email, again, to completely derail things, I've had a little bit of an issue with Craigslist the last couple of days, and something kind of funny has happened.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking to you about it. I'm talking to a couple of other people. I'm looking to trade my MacBook Pro for a decent G5 tower and a MacBook. So I post this on Craigslist, and I get this email response back from a guy, and I will be posting his email addresses, by the way, on the forum here in just a minute, saying I'm a redneck and I should just stop now before he comes and kicks my ass. Guy starts spamming me with these messages. No idea who I am. Just decides he's just going to shred me left, right, and center, right?
Uh-huh.
Idiot doesn't realize he's emailing me from his email addresses when my email address is blatantly obvious in the posting. So I do a little research, and it turns out our friend JB here runs two businesses through Craigslist.
Okay.
One is selling pirate software.
Okay.
Yes, and that would be softwareforcheap@gmail.com. The other one, which I found posted a few times, is him claiming to be a technician, a computer technician. His big claim to fame is he graduated from ITT Tech.
Weehaw!
And that would be Mac and PC IT Tech@gmail.com. So he has now decided he's going to just flag, and he says he has a script that can automatically go through and remove anything that I do. What he's actually got is a Grease Monkey script that adds the little word spam to the right of a posting, and you have to click this link. He's just sending me these emails claiming, oh, well, you know, I can just have it take down anything you put up there. Filled with misspellings, filled with random punctuation. This guy seems like he couldn't, you know, think his way out of a wet brown paper bag.
Well, let's ask this question then, since we're digressing. What is his gain? What is his ultimate goal by doing this?
To stop me from trading my MacBook Pro for two machines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the guy's somewhat of a loser. So anyway, I'm going to be posting his email addresses up on the forums. Feel free to sign him up for any spam, any member lists, or just send him pictures of penises. Feel free to go ahead and do any of that. I know I've been doing it for the last 3 days.
That's spectacular. But again, I'm curious, why would a person do that? What is their ultimate motivation? Why would they flag? I mean, what is it about, you know, do you have any of these emails you can read to us? Why is he flagging
you?
You
know, honestly, he gives no reasoning behind what he's doing here. Let me see here. Let me sit down at my machine here. I got to go back what days. You know, I get so much email in a day, it's really not even funny. Let's see.
Join
here.
The club. I'm afraid to look at my work email because I haven't touched it in over a week.
Oh, Jesus.
I know it's going to be in the thousands. It's going to be...
You know, and I know the amount of email you get, too, from being there before, so, wow. Okay, let's see here. Let's see here. I told him that, did he, you know, do you ever forget to hide your headers? I know exactly who you are now. His response is, good luck, boy. Have you ever heard of proxies, my bitch? And my response is, hidemyass.com is not a proxy. He's just, they're just chock full of just misspelling and bad grammar, and the guy doesn't seem to know what a punctuation mark is to save his life. It's just really kind of funny. And you know what I'll do is I'll copy and paste some of these up onto the forum so you guys can see these.
All right.
It's just lame. And it just seems like the guy's entire purpose in life is to prevent me from trading my MacBook Pro out.
Which is so weird. Why would someone give a shit?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I really don't. The guy is just sad. That's all I can really come up with.
Maybe
so anyway,
knows
I'm going to post it. And you know what? If you could, I know you post on a couple of other of the syndicate boards. If you could repost it there, that'd be great. I'd just like to make sure this guy's entire mailbox, his Gmail box, gets full, which takes quite a bit to do. But I think I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah, why not? Have a goal in life. Just remember though that you know that could be considered harassment, and that could come back on you.
Whatever. Guy started it. something tells me that he's not able to afford a lawyer.
You sure? Are you
still
I think
there?
He's talking on a CB.
Oh. Yeah. You sure the dude doesn't know you?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure the guy doesn't know me. I mean, he's calling me a redneck, and honestly, can you think of anyone that's farther from?
No, but I'm saying if someone, like, disguises themselves and tries to be very
No, because I always secretive. Use the anonymizer feature of Craigslist, so it's never always... every once in a while, it's me, but mostly it's anonymized.
Okay.
And very few people, you know that what I'm trying to do with my MacBook Pro. I guess now a lot more people know what I'm trying to do with my MacBook Pro. But
yeah, which is funny because you thought that my G5 was so low power that I would trade it and money to you, and I'm going, no, dude, I paid over $2,300 for this thing.
Well, I mean, I've been looking up some specs, and you might want to look and see what your machine is going for on eBay. I mean, granted, you've increased the memory and the hard drive space, but,
Well, what I paid for, it's what I paid for. That's
exactly, and that's
why you have to look at it. But
someone paid a lot of money for an Edsel once, too.
Thank you. That's just charming comparison there you want to use. So, Murph, I know that, as I said, we're coming into our third year here, and I know that we need to start working and focusing on, we need to start working and focusing in on the next year of Spank Wagon Radio. I'm assuming we're going to work on guests, and we're going to work on maybe expanding our listening audience a bit.
I was actually going to consider just working on getting a blowjob every once in a while from one of the guests. I was thinking that might be kind of nice.
Yeah, that might be. You should go for that. You give yourself a goal, make it a stretch goal, and then work for it.
All right.
So,
what are the chances on booking your wife?
Ha! With that kind of payment, absolutely zero. All right, so what we're going to do, I'm going to play another song. I'm going to rest my voice. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Give the boy who shot you in the head. Should you get a gun and go and get revenge? I want the distance of my love. Up to you to die. Hard to believe you took off. I always thought you'd go far. But I've been around the world a million times. And all you ever find. Go to my head, goodbye, I am dead. Waste of one rock of time.
right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. I think I still got Murphy on the air. I don't know. Maybe. I think he's gone. Okay. Well, Murphy will talk what Murphy wants to talk. I don't even know if Murphy's still on the line. We'll find out in, like I said, just a minute. Because I know he dropped out of the chat room for some reason. Now, want to remind everybody our website, spankwagon.net. And Murphy was mentioning the forums, and you can find those off of Spankwagon by clicking on forum.spankwagon. Or if you want to type in the URL directly, just forum.spankwagon.net. You don't need any of those pesky W's. We're kind of forward-thinking that way. I want to remind everybody you can also check us online that way, but you can also subscribe to our podcast, so that way if you don't, you know, you're not able to catch a live Spankwagon Radio, which is always a damn shame, you can go ahead and get that podcast at Archive. And one of the nice things that I was kind of – I hang out with friends. Most of my trips – I don't have grandiose vacations. I fly back to Iowa. Now, obviously not grandiose there. But I fly back to Iowa, and I visit with friends and stuff like that. And I was hanging out with Joker, who is a frequent contributor to the forum. And he was mentioning stuff like, you know, all those different things that he's caught on the show. Some of my continuity errors, i.e. I'm not consistent for shit. None of us really are, but hey, that's fine. He also just posted up some, he's going to have some music for us once he finishes the permissions, if you will. So that way we could play some music that he sent along for us to play. So big hello to Joker out there. Big hello to my, all my other friends. Nice compliment. And you know, you got those true friends when, probably the best compliment I've ever heard, was, a friend said, "It's always nice to have you in town, because it seems like everything just picks right up where it last left off. It's like there's no time in between. You haven't been gone. It's been, you know, it's like nothing ever drops." It's, I don't know, something about that compliment I really liked. It really made me feel really good, because I knew that, you know what, that you're the reason that you're friends forever. You know, those are those people you get to know, and those are the people you know inside and out, and you trust them wholeheartedly and things like that. It's always good. Murph, you still on the line? All right, we're going to assume Murph dropped, so we're going to drop and clear our line. If you want to call in and talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. And that gets you right in on our $10,000 phone line. So another news article here, and I mentioned this at the very beginning in the intro. For those of you who follow sort of the science versus religion argument, earlier this month, Bill Nye, the science guy, if you remember seeing that TV show, he was giving a talk at McLean Community College in Waco, Texas, which, of course, everything went really, really well. Quote, "The Emmy-winning scientist angered a few audience members when he criticized literal interpretation of the Bible verse Genesis 1:16, which reads, 'God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars.'" Well, Bill Nye, and this is still in quote, I'm kind of adding, injecting here, he pointed out the sun, the greater light, is but one of the countless stars, and that the lesser light is the moon, which really is not a light at all, rather a reflector of light. A number of audience members then left the room at that point, visibly angered by what perceived as irreverence. "We believe in God," exclaimed one woman as she left the room with three young children. Now, there's that laryngitis again. I've been fighting all night. What's funny here is that some people get angry at this when there are two creationist stories. Genesis 1:1 through 2:3 is the first, and the news story begins in Genesis 2:4. The second story, man is made before anything else, including women. This is in total conflict of the creation order given in the first account. So a lot of interesting Bible stuff, but imagine that. Here you are. You're Bill Nye. You are the modern Mr. Wizard. And you're explaining, or you're just kind of doing your show, doing your shtick, because, you know, all this is all pre-written, pointing out, you know, guys, it's not two suns. It's one sun and one giant reflector. And you're in the Bible Belt. You're in Waco, Texas. I mean, let's think about this. Waco, Texas, Branch Davidians, things like that. A lot of stuff goes down there. And you're in that Bible Belt, and you're trying to explain to people that, you know, what the Bible says isn't necessarily, should not be necessarily taken literally. People get angry. People walk out. Gotta love that. And you gotta wonder how are they taking that? I mean, if they're not taking it literally, if they're taking it so literally, do they honestly believe that the moon is a sun, that the moon is a star, that the moon actually gives out the light. Can they honest to God believe this? And I'm saying honest to God, pun intended. So something interesting there. And if you have any comments on that, radio@spankwagon.net. Yes, I'm talking a lot and I'm losing my voice. I hate doing this, but I've got to cut to another song right away. Get myself a bottle of water. And by the way, this is Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net, and we'll be back. Let's hope I can find my voice.
It's fun though, isn't it?
Yeah.
fine. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game, pretending to feel the same. I turn around and leave again. But uh-oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before, and her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. Oh, 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 oh. I'll fix these broken things, repair your broken wings, and make sure everything's alright. Oh, oh, my pressure on your hips, I'm sticking my fingertips to every inch of you, cause I know that's what you want me to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. I got my voice back a little bit, got a little bit of water in me, got a cough drop going. God, I hope this all helps. On the phone, call me up during the break, and this is interesting because he has absolutely no clue as to what we were talking about previously, because he is one of the most dedicated podcast listeners that actually can post to the forum. It's an absolute modern-day miracle that he knows how to post to the forum. Joker, are you with me?
I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you and welcome. This is the first time of you calling in, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. They've got phones in Iowa.
Just put in last week.
Just put in last week. So, yeah, you listen strictly to the podcast. So you're actually calling in rather blind. I mean, because what we were talking about before the break was genital hair manipulation.
Had you known. By yourself.
Well, I'm here all alone on the webcam posing.
Nice.
No, actually, I'm not.
Which is even nicer for your watchers.
Yes, that's why we have listeners, because I'm not on the webcam posing.
Body made for radio.
Face made for radio. My voice, though, is going out because, well, what happened is I was in town last week in Iowa, and, you know, all the rain and all the humidity, and I mean literally all the rain, 4 inches just in the week I was there.
Oh, yeah.
And which is amazing because out here in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, it's 4 inches a year. And of course, what do I catch when I go home? But I catch a damn cold.
Yep.
And I can barely speak. I got the laryngitis. And of course, what do for fun? Radio. I'm so smart. I guess there's irony in there somewhere. Really, there is. So
it tells you that you can necessarily go back home, but maybe you shouldn't.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts. Don't.
Oh, sorry.
Now you apologize. You're like, haha, bastard hurts now.
Now you know what you're in for.
Oh, shit. So you're a podcast listener through and through because you have wonderful, what, dial-up?
Oh, our computer is 7 years old.
Ooh.
And we've been meaning to, you know, replace it the last 2 or 3 years, but, you know, with two kids, just.
Yeah.
You know, things come up like you wouldn't believe.
Like food.
Yeah, you need food or computer.
Yeah, computer, internet, food. Yeah. Now, if you were single, had no kids, no responsibility, fuck the food, get the computer.
Exactly.
But not the case here. So let me ask you this question.
Sure.
And it's very interesting that, you know, I'm actually glad I have you on the line because I've always wanted to ask, especially you, this question. Oh. You used to bitch about my forums. You used to hate the forum. Yeah. Matter of fact,
okay.
I remember very clearly you were saying, oh, this, you know, you need something less complicated for your forum. And this is comments from a few years ago, back when I was running something that was part of Geeklog, if I remember. I know I'm speaking Greek to you, but there's probably one listener out there who understands what I'm saying.
Is it Tech Pepsi?
No. No, he's just thinking of my ass. So
he's logging on.
Yeah, he's logging on, all right. Yay! So you use the forum a lot. You're one of the number one posters. I might as well just give you admin rights. What? How easy is it to use the Spankwagon forum?
It's in its current incarnation. It's a lot easier than what it used to be.
Okay.
It used to be there were a lot of as I remember there. You know, you could. You know, put links in different ways, and it kind of was complicated. Where putting just something normal was okay, but you'd look at everybody else's post, and it was like, mine looks like crap.
You know? Okay, all
and
right.
stuff. But yeah, I love your new forum, and the addition of the sports forum I think is great. You know, like Murphy, and you're getting more into sports, so you know, there's a lot of topics relevant, especially now, that are fun to discuss. But
yeah. Yeah,
I love the new forums. They're
cool.
Great.
Excellent. And let me also ask this question then. As far as podcast subscriptions go, how easy is it to download the Spankwagon podcast?
I don't subscribe to them just because I listen to them at work.
Okay.
And of course, with headphones, because I don't know if you know this, but your show is not exactly work safe.
Yeah.
So I've invested in a pair of headphones. I just keep at work. So I can listen to Spankwagon.
So you actually use the autoplay option off of the podcasts.lvrocks.com site.
I go in and pick one, and then I can't get through a whole show in one shot. So I remember where I was in each shot or each show, okay. And then go back to that same point, you know, and start back up again.
Very interesting.
Because I'm away from my computer, you know, almost as often as I'm at it. So it's a lot of off and on, but. It's worth it.
So it takes you about a week to listen to the show?
Usually a couple of days. If I get something that's intensive where I have to be at the computer entering, changing records and a whole bunch of online crap, then I can get through a show in a day. But yeah, usually it's by Wednesday I've had the previous show listened to, and that's when I start posting, like, what are you guys talking about? You know, but...
What, you call me on all my inconsistencies all the time.
Well, just, and they're about sports, where something, you know, I tend to know a little more about sports than you. Not always, but, you know.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen a lot.
Right. You know, so, you know, like the one thing, you know, you had called out Barry Sanders for being boring, you know, but I've never saw Barry Sanders as boring, personality-wise, not playing-wise, of course, but, you know, Barry Sanders was just a guy that, you know, competed with such class. You know, and then I heard you call him boring. I was just like, what are you talking about? You know, but I can kind of see that a little bit. You know, when you look at Terrell Owens and all the stuff that he does, and you got this guy that, you know, scores an 80-yard touchdown, just hands the ball to the referee and walks over, you know, to his side of the sideline. You know, I could see where that could be, you know.
It's boring in the sense of, you know, it's classy. Like you said, it's classy. It's just not, you know, and it's not showboat. We need the showboat, but we need it controlled. I mean, then again, though, is it the NFL that's doing it this year where you now will get a penalty for delay of game?
Oh, yeah, they changed the penalty. I remember reading it, but I don't recall what it was exactly now.
I want to say it was something like if you spike the football, something really stupid.
If you spike the football on a non-touchdown play, it's a... Yeah, it's either a delay a game or a unsportsman, but a lesser degree unsportsman.
Yeah, I want to say delay a game. That one rings more true and is to what I'm thinking. And, you know, rule changes like that, I mean, you have to understand, though, it's interesting how every sport is trying to make the game quicker, faster paced, move. Yet baseball can still get away with being a three-hour game. And baseball is one of those games where it truly, honest to God, is a three-hour game.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, basketball, what is that? It's what, 60, well, two, give me the times here. You know this stuff off the top of your head.
Well, college is different than pro.
Well, let's go college, because, I mean, that's what I'd rather watch any day.
Okay, I'm not a big college basketball fan because we've had Steve Alford.
Oh. Well, now the New Mexico Lobos have him now, so there you go.
So I'll be watching Hawkeye football, or Hawkeye basketball once again.
And I will be watching UNLV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. the Running Rebels. Got no problem with them.
Hey, man, they made it to the Sweet 16, blew everybody out of the water, fucked everybody's pools up.
That's what pools are meant for.
Well, yeah, I mean, mine, I mean, of course, my one that I used for one and not the one I used for another. I had Wisconsin. Everyone had Wisconsin. It's going to be Wisconsin over UNLV. And then all of a sudden, what the hell? What's UNLV doing here?
Or look at the Rutgers women, you know, team did.
Nappy headed hoes.
They surprised a whole lot of people by getting into the title game.
Yep.
Last year, including Imus. You know, they surprised the hell out of him.
Surprised the hell out of him. So you're a big fan of the women's basketball?
No, not that much. I do tend to take note of what Vivian Stringer's teams do, just because she was a former coach at Iowa, and she is one of those very classy coaches.
Which you and I now will disagree on, because of that one. You know, I did not like the press conference. I thought it was ridiculous. Yeah. I thought what she did was a disservice to her team, herself. She could have, you know. I'm sorry. How long did she go on for? What, an hour?
Yeah, it was a little over an hour. I did listen to the whole thing after, you know, we had this little disagreement about it, and I agree with you where that was not a good example of what she usually presents herself as.
Right.
It wasn't her idea to call that press conference. The university, they didn't make her do it, but they asked her very hard to be the voice on that, because she is such a respected coach.
Right.
Not even just in women's basketball. I mean, just in general. Yeah, and she's won the Coach of the Year honors from her peers many times. You know, not even on necessarily years where her team's performed extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Just how she handled them, and you know, she's one of those coaches where, you know, if she has a star player that skips a class, they're not playing. I mean, it's just done. You know, and so they asked her to do that, and I don't think she was comfortable doing it. I think that was part of the reason, because the way her speech pattern in that was like, wow, that's Vivian Stringer. So, and it was very uncomfortable to listen to. So I see your point, and if you don't know anything about her and that was your introduction to her as a person, I can see where you'd think she was being opportunistic or, you know, didn't handle the situation well. So I agree with you on your point of view from that. I agree with, but...
Okay.
Having followed her career for years and knowing what she stands for,
right?
That part I didn't
know. Knowing the background, knowing what's going on, you're right. I can concede that point, because really I don't have that background. I just have what I have in front of me at the moment,
which is what a lot of people are going to see too,
exactly,
and have the same opinion. So.
Exactly, because not every, you know, I mean, come on, women's basketball, I mean, absolutely gets followed less than soccer.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some schools where the women's basketball team outdraws or equals the men's audience.
What school would that be? I mean, what schools? Because, I mean, I never see that.
UConn, Tennessee, Duke. Well, Duke's not going to.
Okay, you know what? Now that you mention it, yes, Tennessee. And if I remember correctly, didn't the coaches kind of prank each other? The men's basketball coach and the women's basketball coach?
Who was it? It was the Tennessee coach. Pat Summit and I think it was both the football coach and the head football coach of Tennessee was like in the student section with the body paint on.
Yep.
At the women's basketball game to show support, and then she showed up. She looked half drunk at a football game. I mean, she might have shown up first, I think, but just trying to show support for the different programs, which is hilarious. We've had at Iowa, we had our athletic director put on, you know, one of those stupid, crazy fan hats.
Right.
And try to, like, get the student section riled up during a game, and, you know, everybody sees that, and, you know, here's a guy making $1 million a year acting, you know, goofy, and, you know, it was just kind of fun, but...
Yeah, would be.
Great thing about collegiate sports.
Yep, absolutely, because, I mean, when you're getting collegiate sports and you're watching collegiate sports, Yeah, some of them have their attitudes starting to form and their little prima donna-ness, their diva-ness, or whatever you want to call it. But you're actually seeing people who play just because they want to.
Right.
You know, maybe they'll, you know, because, I mean, they're realistic. I think almost everybody who plays college ball or college sports of any caliber, any type, I should say, knows that There's no guarantee they're going to do this professionally.
All right.
So they're just playing because they want to, and that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, some of them, you know, have the hope and dream, which a lot of them hope, you know, but the ones that know they're going to make it are few and far between, and, you know, as long as they can kind of keep their heads about them, they're fun to watch.
But exactly.
A lot of the, you know, a lot of the players that play down at Miami and Florida and Florida State, you know, the big three in that state, the level of cockiness that they've raised to an art form is just mind-blowing. I couldn't stand to root for any of those teams. You know, just because, you know, even if they're losing, they're yapping all the time. It just drives me, you know, crazy.
All right. Well, with that said, Joker, I'm going to go ahead and clear you off the line. Thank you very much for calling in and chatting with us.
Yeah, have a good solo show.
Oh, yep. I'm actually going to start wrapping it up here in just a minute.
Sweet.
So get through my last 8 minutes or actually 7 minutes now and go home and rest the vocal cords because they need it badly.
There you go.
So, all right, thanks for calling in. You know what? Let me just say thank you right now. Posting to the forum, contributing to the site, bringing in the music. Hope you get that permissions. I mentioned that earlier in the show. Get those permissions so I can play the music.
Okay.
Definitely enjoying my mixtapes and stuff like that. So keep it coming, and we do appreciate it here.
All right, hey, just keep spanking on, and we'll keep showing up.
Okay, never say that again. All right, thank you very much, Joker. Have a good one. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead, and I think we need to start working on wrapping this up because we're starting to run out of time. I got about 2 minutes left, or 2.5 minutes left. Hey, a nice little bit of article here just to kind of finish up. Got to love this. Porn stars, because, you know, it isn't Spank Wagon without a little bit of porn news. Jenna Jameson has deflated herself, and she's quitting porn. Porn star Jenna Jameson had her breast implants taken out and will quit making smut to... I love this. Got to love the slant on the news article here from Australia. Quit making smut. Hey, man, these are high-class films. She will quit making the porn and focus on her own clothing line and a comic book. Jameson, who's only 33. Holy shit. Wow, only 33. Underwent the knife to have her implants removed earlier this month. She reportedly went from a D to a C. When I had the implants, she says, I felt uncomfortable. I would be shy at the beach. I know it sounds funny, but I wear high neck clothes unless I was at an adult film convention. So I thought, why don't I be who I am and get my real ones back? This is something she told the U.S. Weekly Magazine. Even women with natural large boobs, getting a reduction is so freeing. I feel like I could stand up straighter. The first thing I did when I got home, I opened my bra. I wasn't supposed to, but I did. I was so happy I cried. So basically, she's very happy to be deflated. I think she's happy to be out of porn. Like I said, she's going to be working on her clothing line. That ought to be interesting. Wonder if it's going to be like porn clothing or regular clothing. And a comic book. Again, going to be very interesting to see what that covers in that topic. So that's the last little bit of news that I had for tonight. Let's cut to this stuff. Gotta love the closing credits. This has been Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher. I'll say it on behalf of Murphy and Decaf. Thank you for tuning in and listening. The other guys had the week off. Murphy still called in and did put in a little bit of work. We want you guys to contribute. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what's going on. Radio@spankwagon.net. If you have any comments, any news, anything you want to share with us, please send it our way. Of course, you can also check out forum.spankwagon.net, and that's our online internet forums, as you just heard from Joker. Very easy to use, very user-friendly. We want to thank a bunch of people for letting us do the show. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, lvrocks.com. Even though I got the bombshell today, don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We're staying in our home at LV Rocks. Big thank you to our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Webmix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. By the way, I got some new stuff from them I'm going to play next week. And the Nomad Radio Network. Also want to say that if we're not live, you miss a show or whatever, we're in the archive, and you can get us at podcasts.lvrocks.com. And of course, we want you to be our friend. We like having friends. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. And that's all that. Again, just big thank you to everybody who called in. Joker called in, Murphy calling in, Flash,
Oh, jeez, I can't believe I just did that. Big thank you to Stitch over at Fox FM for joining us in the chat room. He hasn't said much, but you know what? I know he's there. I know my listeners are rocking people. Everybody who hung out with us didn't chat, thank you for tuning in, hanging out with us. We'll be back same time next week. Until then, peace out. Let's hope I get my voice back if I haven't done irreversible damage. I'm going to shut up now, but I feel like I have to keep going because, you know, it's just that last little bit. Also, just want to point out on the main page, if you guys wondering who I was talking about, who Chaotica was, right there on the main page of Spankwagon, you also see under my and under the first page of Friends in MySpace. Check her out. Well wishes. We're going to miss you. And we will talk to everybody next week. I can't say it with a lot of vigor, but I'll say it. Retards out. Every